Creativity comes first and foremost from the human's innate inquisitive mind, paired with the bravery to ask. I mean, are you bored? Ask something, because asking is the first step to unlocking your creativity. I'm Kia Abrera, creative entrepreneur and video marketing strategist, and this is Be Brave, Create. In this show, you won't learn how to create better stuff, but how to be better, braver creators. I share insights and stories from bravely creative minds so we can redefine the way we captivate, connect, and create. Let's go. You're wasting your brain by taking up film. It's not a practical course. This was the natural reaction of my classmates' parents when they asked about what I'll be taking up for my college degree. You see, I have always had my mind set on pursuing a creative path. College was crucial for me. I never really thought about taking anything that didn't cater to the things that I was passionate about. In high school, I loved doing creative projects, whether it's directing a school play, writing for the campus magazine, being a host, acting on stage, singing, cheerleading, you name it. I probably participated in it. I was a cheerleading co-captain, president of the Glee Club, Broadway musical director, editor-in-chief of the school paper. And I feel like I had more extracurricular activities than a genetically modified octopus on steroids. On top of that, I was an academic nut. I was a total geek for studying and getting good grades. I always had an academic achievement ever since I was in preschool, which is probably why when the other parents asked me what I was taking up in college, they were expecting me to say something like pre-med or pre-law, or basically anything that fit into their description of guaranteed success. And when I said that I was taking up film, their jaws dropped and they looked at me as if I announced my imminent migration to Jupiter. See, about 95%, I guess, of my entire class were taking up nursing. Some of them truly, really wanted to become a nurse, and some wanted to take nursing as a pre-med course. And that is fantastic, because they found a career path that was going to fulfill a purpose that they resonated strongly with. A lot of them, however, were asked by their parents to go into nursing. So when they finish, you know, they can go abroad, make better money, and be set for life. It was a popular course for practical reasons. So when I said that I was taking up film, to these parents, it was equivalent to throwing my life away. Some of them just shook their head, and some were looking at me as if I was a ticking time bomb who was walking towards her own funeral. And some went as far as to say, "It's not too late to change your mind now." One of the parents, though, asked me why I wasn't taking up nursing. Well, I could go on and on about fulfilling my purpose, following my passion, and all that jazz. But at that time, sometimes I just wanted to end the conversation because at that point, I was just tired of the silent judgment. So, you know, I smiled and simply said, "I'm scared of blood." To which, you know, the parent replied, "Well, that's not good work in the field," and they finally left me alone. Mission accomplished. But I have to admit, though, that when more than a dozen parents discourage you, it kind of gets to you somehow. You begin doubting yourself whether or not the path you're choosing is right. I kind of wondered if my parents were disappointed in my choice to pursue film. And I wondered if I should just choose practicality over passion or purpose. I wondered if I was being selfish because I wanted to pursue what felt, you know, what I felt like pursuing, and if pursuing a non-practical course would throw away the sacrifices that my parents have made. So one night I asked my parents, and when I did, they only say one thing: you can't maximize your potential in a field that you don't like, which means you will have obstacles in whatever field you choose, but your grit is greater if you're in a field that you like. You will have failures, but you're more likely to be able to navigate through failure if you're in a field that you like. You'll have difficult roads ahead, but your mind is more willing to explore and discover if you're in a field that you like. You'll have problems, but you'll be in a better disposition to solve problems if you're in a field that you like. You'll have to learn so many things in the process, but you're most likely willing to have insatiable thirst for learning when you're in a field that you like. And as a result, you can have financial success as well as true fulfillment. You can have professional success as well as purpose. In short, you can achieve a higher level of success, one that brings profound significance to people you choose to serve through your purpose. Looking back, I was really thankful to have supporting parents. They supported whatever field that my siblings and I chose for ourselves, and even if it took time for us to really discern on what we wanted to do with our lives, I grew up in a middle-class family, and my parents have always worked hard to give us the support that we needed to grow our dreams. They would guide us, but never dictate the choices that we were old enough to make for ourselves. While others faulted us for pursuing a creative path, my parents encouraged our creativity. Fast forward to the present time, after close to about 20 years in the creative industry, I own a company that encourages people, organizations, and businesses to be brave about their creativity, to not be afraid of exploring new solutions, of communicating new truths, of showing new ways of doing things, to not be afraid of creating and recreating. This company now also earns 6 to 7 digits a project. It's now an 8-figure company. Needless to say, I think I've made my parents proud, and I owe this to them. Today's episode is to encourage you, because you might still be stuck in a rut because you weren't able to fulfill a dream due to practical reasons, or maybe, like me, you've had to deal with some discouraging words and people who are forcing you into a certain field or in a certain path that doesn't really resonate with you personally, or some external factors forced your creativity into hiding. You've been in creative hibernation, for lack of a better term, and for years you have been stuck in an endless routine of self-pity and self-doubt, just trying to get through day by day. There is a creative project that you want to pursue or a creative path that you would have wanted to take. It might also be that you just don't feel the need to be creative because you feel like you're in a profession that you feel doesn't require creativity. But then there's still a deep sense of creative fulfillment that you're still longing for. So I wanted to tell you a story of basically one of the most pivotal moments of my creative life. 2009, it was easily one of the highlights of my creative life because not a lot of people can say that they've worked with Kidlat Tahimik, the father of Philippine independent cinema, for their internship. So my internship in 2009 took place in the Banawi Rice Terraces, mind you. And if you Google a picture of the Banawi Rice Terraces, you're going to be so mesmerized. It's entirely man-made. So if you want to pause this podcast just to kind of get a picture of what it looks like, then go ahead and Google it and then just place that imagery in your head. Okay. So it was 8 whole days of hiking and climbing the Banawi Rice Terraces in Ifugao and in Baguio. We were also in Baguio after that. And we had our huge cameras in one hand. That was a time when we had these 3 CCD cameras. It was just like the size of a small planet. So you have these huge cameras in one hand and your sanity and insanity in another, with your life flashing before your eyes every single day. But along with that, it was 8 days of pure learning, wisdom, fascination, and fellowship with this great legend. Just when I thought that internship was about sitting in an office or mostly doing errands for directors and fetching coffee for the stars, while of course still learning in the process of immersion, I was proven wrong. This amazing experience let me see creative life in a very different perspective and from a man who sees the story in everything. So Kuya Kid, which Kidlat Tahimik prefers to be called, he was a tribesman, okay? He's a filmmaker, but he's a tribesman. Far from the usual glamour that's perceived by society when it comes to filmmakers. He donned the bahag, sang and danced with the tribes of Ifugao, and lived on the hut on top of the rice terraces, and had one color-splashed home in the heart of Baguio City. So he had this huge 3CCD camera that, you know, again, those huge cameras that you had to don over your shoulder. with old school DV tapes stashed away in his bag. He had no cell phones, no small portable cameras, no suits, no palatial homes, no yachts, and was not even a fan of going to malls. His life was about simplicity and beauty. I dubbed him as one of the most creative men who walked this planet. And aside from being immersed in the world of production for my training, I was immersed in a different culture, in a different persona, in a different world as a whole. All because of Kuya Kid. From the countless walking and climbing, and I really counted, 1,079 steps of zigzaggy and multi-sized steps up and down the rice terraces in Ifugao, to sleeping on a wooden floor in a nipa hut that rested on top of the terraces right smack in the middle of lush greenery. From waking up at ungodly hours to catch a hike to another side of the mountain to eat our meals, to Kuya Kid's insights on culture and his sariling duende gospels. And if you're a non-Filipino-speaking person, the sariling duende, it means your own elf. In duende, I think it's translated to elf, and sarili is own. So I'm going to explain that ideology a little bit afterwards. But again, from a co-intern falling off a flight of stairs and actually off the rice terraces to sleeping for 3 to 6 hours in bed or in hut or in van, to looking up at the stars and staring at the sunrise. Oh my goodness. This 8-day adventure was packed with creative learning. So let me explain. Kuya Kid has this notion of the sariling duende, again, your own little elf, which basically refers to your own little voice telling your own story. There's really nothing theoretical about it. It talks about the seeds of your stories, looking at everything through the lens of your own experience, of your own perspectives, values, and with your sariling duende, everything that you encounter in life becomes a story that's uniquely told only by you. The same notion holds true with everyone else, which is why it's always important to stop, look, and listen carefully to what's happening around you. Everyone's lenses are different, and when we embrace that uniqueness, our lives open up to a massive overflow of potential learning. And when our thirst for knowledge is insatiable, our creativity takes the lead in life. One of the most amazing experiences that I've had in that 8-day internship was in one of those days, we went on top of one of the mountains close to the Ifugao Rice Terraces, and Kuya Kid he kind of led us to this place where they were burning bones, right? So these were bones from the Japanese era. They were burning about 1,021 bones. That's what they said. So I was with Kuya Kid watching the cultural practice of the burning of the bones of the Japanese soldiers from World War II. And I had a mix of fascination, curiosity, and nervous excitement, all while covering up my 19-year-old asthmatic self. And the thick black smoke hovered all over the burnt bones, enveloping the tribe before piercing the sky. My observant self was interrupted when I suddenly felt Kuya Kid disappear beside me. And when I found him, my curiosity rose. He had his camera up and he was following a dog. I kid you not. He was taking a video of a dog. And here was a man in front of the most, at least for me, one of the most fascinating cultural and historical traditions. His creativity and his camera with him. And amidst the uniqueness of the story happening around him, he was shooting an ordinary dog. And Kuya Kid, when he looked at me, he kind of sensed my question. And as I approached him, he put his camera down as the dog trekked his way opposite the direction of the burning bones. And he told me words that I could never forget. He said, "Isn't it fascinating that the media have always portrayed dogs as a huge fan of bones, and yet here's one, in front of all the bones he can eat, basically being cooked for him, and he's running away from it. Why?" I mean, that was so simple, and I was in awe. And I kind of understood why Kuya Kid was a genius in the film industry. And it wasn't because he was adept in every film software, or because he had the best equipment, or even the most skilled staff and crew in the business. It was because of his ability to explore the ordinary in what we usually perceive as mundane. And because of this, Kuya Kid never gets bored. He knew about the gift of creativity. And all these years, he chose to harness his mind, his skill, and his soul, and his heart, never stopped searching for the story behind everything he sees. And he challenges these things. From something as simple as a dog running away from bones, he has a challenging thought about it. In other words, he just dares to question everything he sees. So I have a question for you right now. Where do you think creativity comes from? From books? From school? From the world around you? The people you look up to? Because here's what I think. Creativity comes first and foremost from the human's innate inquisitive mind, paired with the bravery to ask. I mean, are you bored? Ask something. Because asking is the first step to unlocking your creativity. I went back home at the end of that internship with a smile on my face, a tiny Nipa hut in my hand given by Kuya Kid, and a promise to always keep my sariling duende alive. And I thank God that through this, he gave me a fantastic head start to a creative path by opening my senses to his wonderful work, the fuel of all wonderful stories. Just as Kuya Kid saw my stories and believed in it, I now want to encourage you to awaken your stories within and be brave enough to pursue your creative dreams. I'd love to hear you. I'd love to hear your stories. And I would love for you to maybe send me a message or create content on your Instagram or your Facebook and tag me. If you listen to this episode all the way till the end, I would love to hear your stories. And I would love to hear your dreams. If you have a creative dream that you haven't been able to pursue because of practical reasons, that's totally fine. That's absolutely okay. I would love to hear from you. If you want to post it publicly, that's fine. But if you want to send me a private message on Instagram, please do. I would love to hear from you. I would love to connect. And I'd love to hear your stories. Until next week, Brave Creatives, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your family and friends. Also, if you have any feedback for us or if you have a brave story that may inspire others, please send us a message via Instagram at Kia_Abrera. For information on how you can work with me to grow your impact, influence, and income using your power on video, visit my website at kia-abrera.com. Thanks for listening, and until then, be brave, create.